7:13, updating officers ambushed. More heartbreak overnight for the Charlotte community.
Officer Joshua Iyer recently passed away as he succumbed to the injuries that he sustained this afternoon in the shooting.
A fourth officer passed away following that violent standoff that left several others injured. In-depth live team coverage continues in the Charlotte area with Evan Donovan with our partner station, WSOC-TV, part of the Cox Media Group network of TV and radio stations. And I've been following your coverage over the last 18 or so hours. Can you catch us up on everything that we know from overnight, Evan?
Yeah, I sure can. You've got the latest there. Officer Joshua Iyer, in terms of the victims, is the latest officer to be pronounced dead in this shooting here. We learned about a deputy U.S. Marshal who has still not been identified. That was the first officer we learned had been killed. Then two other officers with the State Department of Corrections, Alden Elliott and Sam Palosh, both 14-year veterans of that department, were two of the officers that were killed. And then late last night, we learned that CMPD officer Joshua Iyer, who leaves behind a wife and just a 3-year-old son, he was actually just honored in the month of April for being the officer of the month here. Just a tragic development here late last night.
Wow. Agents were attempting to serve a warrant. What was it, on gun charges? Walk us through that.
Yeah, we're starting to learn more about the suspect here in this case as well. It was Terry Clark Hughes Jr. He was wanted for possession of a firearm by a felon and felony fleeing to elude out of Lincoln County, which is a nearby county here to Mecklenburg, of which Charlotte is the seat of. And so, you know, this suspect, obviously, we'll begin to learn more about his criminal history today. We're going to start to dig into it. But this started as U.S. Marshals serving a warrant on this individual. Three of the people killed were U.S. Marshals. Then they tried to serve this warrant. Allegedly, Hughes shot back at them from inside the home. He was actually killed fairly early in the shootout, early compared to the 5 hours that officers were out there. And he was actually lying in the grass in the front of that house. We had our chopper up. We couldn't show that, obviously, and so we were trying to avoid and be careful about what we showed on air. But later during that standoff, someone else inside the home, according to officers, grabbed the gun and started firing at officers. And so they believe that there were actually more than one suspect, or at least that's what we were hearing yesterday. Still a lot more developing on that front this morning.
Wow, I read that a woman and a 17-year-old were taken away for questioning after that standoff. Are they being charged in any way at this point?
Not yet. We don't have any information on charges for them. They were being questioned, of course, by law enforcement yesterday afternoon. Unclear if any of them took up arms during that standoff. There's still a lot that we're learning here as we're getting into this morning, and a lot that I think we're going to learn, because we know that marshals delivering warrants is one of the most dangerous jobs that law enforcement do, but we don't know exactly what happened, where the volley of gunfire started, and who initiated all of this yesterday. You know, CMPD has said that their officers were fired upon, but we don't know exactly what triggered, no pun intended, that whole incident. And so we're still waiting to learn a little bit more today as we go through this new investigation.
How's your city doing, Evan?
Not great. Yeah, not great. I mean, you know, this is obviously, I'm a veteran journalist of Florida as well. Spent 5 years in Tampa before I came back here to the Carolinas about a year and a half ago. I'm from Raleigh originally. There's always a Raleigh-Charlotte thing because Raleigh's the state capital. Charlotte's the biggest and most prominent city. It's just there's kind of a pall over everyone. I mean, I got a ton more texts and messages yesterday from people who were following this news than I got about any news that's happened recently. And, of course, that's normal when you have big breaking news. But it just felt like something was wrong. Everybody really is kind of feeling the weight of what happened here yesterday. And, of course, now learning, you know, it's bad enough that three U.S. Marshals were killed, two of them, obviously, you know, Department of Corrections officers. But now to learn that a Charlotte Mecklenburg officer has died, a man who was just honored for being an officer and someone who leaves behind a young son. My boys are 5 and 3. It's tough to hear that.
Yeah, law enforcement from Florida certainly wearing heavy hearts this morning as well. Evan Donovan with our partner station at WSOC Channel 9 in Charlotte. Appreciate the live update this morning. We'll continue to follow updates, obviously, as we learn new information about all the people involved. And you can read more about those four law enforcement officers who lost their lives and the others who were injured at WOKV.com.